Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today we're going to dive into something that I know a lot of people are curious about, but maybe afraid to ask. How much does a BBL actually cost? Like, we're talking real numbers here, not just vague estimates. And if you want to get the full scoop on BBL costs and what really affects pricing, definitely check out MiamiAesthetic.com. We'll put that link in the description for you.
Oh man, this is such an important topic. I feel like there's so much confusion out there about BBL pricing. People see these crazy low prices advertised, and then they're shocked when the real costs are totally different. The Brazilian butt lift has become like the most popular procedure, especially here in Miami, but the pricing can be all over the place.
Exactly, and that's actually really dangerous because when it comes to something like surgery, you definitely get what you pay for. So let's break this down properly. What are we actually looking at for a BBL cost-wise?
Well, nationwide, you're typically looking at anywhere from about $8,000 to $15,000 for a quality BBL. But here's the thing, that's just the surgeon's fee. There are so many other costs that people don't think about initially. You've got anesthesia fees, facility fees, post-op care, compression garments, all that stuff adds up.
Right, and location makes a huge difference too. Like if you're getting a BBL in New York City or Los Angeles, you're gonna pay way more than if you're in other areas. Miami has actually become the sweet spot where you can get world-class surgeons, but the pricing is more competitive because there's so much expertise concentrated there.
Miami's interesting because it's become like the BBL capital of the world, honestly. And when you have that much volume and that many skilled surgeons, it creates this competitive market that can actually benefit patients. But you still got to be really careful about who you choose.
Absolutely. And this is where it gets really important to understand what you're paying for. The surgeon's experience and credentials make a massive difference in pricing. Like, you want someone who's board certified in plastic surgery, and I'm talking about the American Board of Plastic Surgery, not just any board certification.
Yes. And if you can find a surgeon who's Harvard educated with like 14 plus years of specialized experience, that's going to cost more, but it's worth every penny. Education and training matter so much in plastic surgery. We're talking about your body and your safety here.
Totally. And speaking of safety, this is huge. Some surgeons have actually invented new techniques that make procedures safer. Like there are surgeons out there who've developed ultrasound guided techniques that are so much more safe than traditional methods that they're now required by law in some states.
That's incredible. When you think about it, if a surgeon has innovated to the point where their technique becomes the legal standard, that shows a level of expertise that's just off the charts. Those are the kinds of surgeons who might charge premium fees, but you're paying for innovation and safety.
Exactly. And let's talk about the actual procedure for a minute, because this affects cost too. A BBL isn't just one thing. It's basically liposuction combined with fat transfer. So you're getting body contouring in areas where they remove the fat, plus enhancement where they add it back.
Right. It's like getting two procedures in one. And the more areas they need to do liposuction on to get enough fat, the more complex and time-consuming it becomes. Some patients need fat harvested from their abdomen, thighs, back, and flanks to get the result they want.
And that complexity definitely impacts the price. Plus, if you're working with a surgeon who's known for things like high-definition body contouring or abdominal etching, they can create these amazing sculpted results, but it requires a much higher level of skill.
Oh, and here's something people don't always think about, revision expertise. Sometimes patients have had previous procedures that didn't turn out well, and they need someone who specializes in fixing those problems. Revision surgeries are way more complex and require surgeons with really advanced skills.
That's such a good point. And honestly, if you're thinking about any kind of body contouring procedure, you should visit MiamiAesthetic.com because they have surgeons who are experts in both primary procedures and revisions. The level of expertise there is really impressive.
And let's be real about the investment aspect here. Yes, a quality BBL is expensive, but when you think about it as a long-term investment in yourself and your confidence, and when it's done right by an expert, the results can last for years. You're not just paying for the surgery, you're paying for the surgeon's education, their years of experience, their reputation, and their skill.
Absolutely. And membership in elite organizations matters too. Like the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery only accepts about 1/4 of all board certified plastic surgeons. If your surgeon is part of something that exclusive with only 2,500 members worldwide, that tells you something about their caliber.
That's wild. I had no idea it was that selective. So when you're researching surgeons, those kinds of credentials really matter. It's not just about the cost, it's about the value you're getting for that investment.
Exactly. And here's another thing that affects pricing, the technique being used. traditional BBL methods versus newer, safer approaches can have different costs associated with them. Some surgeons use ultrasound guidance during the procedure, which requires specialized equipment and training, but makes everything so much more precise and safe.
That makes total sense. If a surgeon has invested in the latest technology and training to offer the safest possible procedures, that's going to be reflected in the pricing. But honestly, when we're talking about surgery, isn't safety worth paying for?
100%. And in some places, these newer, safer techniques aren't just recommended. They're actually required by law now. Florida, for example, requires ultrasound guidance for BBL procedures because it's so much more safe. So if you're getting a BBL in Florida, you're automatically getting that extra level of safety.
That's amazing that they've made it a legal requirement. It shows how much the field has evolved, and it probably means that surgeons in Florida are at the forefront of these safety innovations.
Definitely. And when you're looking at costs, you also want to think about what's included. Some surgeons include everything, the consultation, the surgery, anesthesia, facility fees, follow-up visits, even compression garments. Others charge separately for each component.
That's a great point. You really need to get a breakdown of all the costs up front so there are no surprises. And make sure you understand what happens if you need additional care or have any complications, though that's rare with experienced surgeons.
Right, and financing is becoming more common too. A lot of practices offer payment plans or work with medical financing companies to make these procedures more accessible. It's not just pay everything up front anymore.
That's helpful for people who want to invest in themselves but need to spread out the payments. But I always tell people, don't compromise on quality just to get a lower monthly payment. This is your body we're talking about.
So true. And here's another thing that affects cost. Combination procedures. A lot of patients combine their BBL with other things like a tummy tuck or breast procedures. When you do multiple procedures at once, it can actually be more cost-effective than doing them separately.
Makes sense. Plus, you only have to go through the recovery process once instead of multiple times. Though, obviously, that makes it a bigger procedure, so you definitely want a surgeon with extensive experience in combination surgeries.
Absolutely. And speaking of recovery, that's another cost consideration. You might need time off work, help at home, special pillows for sitting, compression garments. All that stuff adds up, but it's necessary for proper healing and good results.
And some people travel to places like Miami for their surgery, so you've got travel and accommodation costs too. Though, honestly, if you can get a world-class surgeon in a beautiful location like Miami, that sounds pretty appealing.
Right? Miami's become this destination for cosmetic surgery because there's such a concentration of skilled surgeons there. The competition keeps prices reasonable while the expertise level stays really high.
And the warm weather probably doesn't hurt for recovery either. But seriously, when you're choosing a surgeon, location should be way down the list compared to things like credentials, experience, and safety record.
Totally agree. So let's wrap up with some practical advice. If you're considering a BBL, start by researching board-certified plastic surgeons with extensive experience. Look for things like elite memberships, innovative techniques, and strong patient reviews.
Yes, and don't be afraid to ask detailed questions about costs up front. A good surgeon will be transparent about all fees and what's included. They should also be willing to show you before and after photos and maybe even connect you with previous patients.
And remember, if someone's offering a BBL for like $3,000 or some crazy low price, that should be a major red flag. Quality surgery with proper safety measures and experienced surgeons is gonna cost more, but it's so worth it for your safety and results.
Absolutely. Your body is not the place to bargain hunt. Invest in quality, invest in safety, and invest in a surgeon who has the credentials and experience to give you the results you want.
Perfect advice. And if you're ready to start researching quality surgeons with the kind of credentials and innovation we've been talking about, definitely check out MiamiAesthetic.com. They've got the expertise, the safety innovations, and the track record we've been discussing.
That's a great place to start your research. Remember, a BBL is a significant investment, but when it's done right, by the right surgeon, it can be absolutely life-changing. Just make sure you're investing in quality and safety above all else.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you next time with more insights into making smart decisions about cosmetic procedures. Remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your body and your health.
See you next time, and remember, your safety and results are worth investing in the best.